Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, it's May, not even July. The NFL is always in the news. The Steelers in the news, especially when they're, I guess, or still waiting on a quarterback. What type of Steelers business is this? New Steelers business. Joining us right now to talk about the Steelers is someone who covers them extensively for The Athletic. I want to talk to him about Aaron Rodgers. I want to get into their new running back. I want to talk about them going over to Europe and playing in Ireland. Who's number two now with Pickens gone? Joining us right now is Mike DeFabo. Mike, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. I didn't think we'd be having this chat in May, but here we are. I thought this would be the quiet time. Mike, come on.
I know. Everyone thought that this Aaron Rodgers saga would have been wrapped up long ago. But right now, it continues. And really, as much as things point to Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers, until they get that signature on the dotted line, given the unpredictable nature of Aaron Rodgers and how he does things his way on his own timeline, you know, really, who could say what's going to end up happening here?
Well, we can assume that he just wants to, hang out for a little while until July. If he is to join the team, under what circumstances and what time frame? Is he showing up like on July 15th, 17th? What do you think the deal is here?
Yeah, well, when we spoke with Mike Tomlin at NFL owners meetings a couple weeks ago, he said there is no deadline and no timeline for a decision. And the Steelers have been patient throughout this whole experience. And all of the things that they have done and said have pointed towards them believing they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. And some of the strongest comments have come from Art Rooney, the team president and owner. Three separate occasions, he said, yeah, I think we're going to get word pretty soon. But, I mean, he's been saying that for 6 weeks now, and still nothing has happened. Yeah. And so now we're reaching a point where there kind of is a deadline, because next Tuesday the Steelers begin OTAs. They're going to have 2 weeks of OTAs. The mandatory minicamp is June 10th through the 12th. And really, you would like your quarterback to be here, especially a new one, because like there's a lot of things that this team has to work out. Aaron Rodgers attempted the second most passes in the league last year. He could potentially be coming to a team that ran the ball fourth most. How do you marry those two ideas and those philosophies? You know, Aaron Rodgers prefers receivers that are stagnant, and he wants to give them hand signals to change their routes at the line of scrimmage. Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, prefers pre-snap motion and shifts. I would think that you would want the quarterback here sooner than later. You would want him working with all of the receivers. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see, because, like, unless he signs within the next couple of days, he's not going to be at OTAs on Tuesday.
Mike DeFabo is here with us from The Athletic. If for whatever reason Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up, he does not sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I highly doubt that they just go, hey, Mason Rudolph, here's your time. Does this mean that they're calling up the Falcons and looking for Kirk Cousins? Like, what's the alternative?
Well, at this point, that's kind of the unfortunate thing for the Steelers, is because Aaron Rodgers has dragged this out so long, a lot of the other options, veteran options on the market, have signed elsewhere. And so really, if you're not going the Aaron Rodgers route, your options are Kirk Cousins or Mason Rudolph. And, you know, I had heard some rumblings at owners meetings a couple weeks ago that the Steelers would at least consider Kirk Cousins at a certain price tag. The issue is he's due a lot of guaranteed money. And so the Atlanta Falcons are going to have to eat a considerable chunk of that to make any kind of a trade possible. You also have to look at the way that his season ended. You know, he was really poor down the stretch. I think he threw 9 interceptions against just 1 touchdown in the final 4 or 5 games that he played. So you have to ask yourself, like, what does he have left at this stage of his career? So right now, I guess the Steelers are content playing the waiting game with Aaron Rodgers. But I don't think you could completely rule out a Kirk Cousins trade. But, you know, at this point, I think that they're more content to wait for Aaron Rodgers and hope that he ends up signing here.
Well, Mike, did they ever really consider Shedeur Sanders? I know we had to wait until this guy got drafted in the 5th round. He's now with Cleveland. Did they ever really look at him, the Steelers?
You know, they did their due diligence in the sense that they invited him to the facility for a pre-draft visit. And they did that late in the process, where I think that they didn't really expect early on that he was going to be available. And once they realized, oh, man, he really might fall, they did their homework on him. Ultimately, they must have seen what a lot of other teams saw in him. You know, I think Shedeur could have a great career. We'll have to wait and see. You know, you could tell that he's been mentored by Tom Brady and that his dad was a great NFL player because of the way that he reads defenses. But you look at his tangibles and arm strength, his mobility, that didn't say first round pick. And I think that that's a big reason why he slid down the board. You know, I had heard that the Steelers had their eye on Will Howard all along. You know, they took him out to dinner. They took him out to dinner before his pro day. You know, they had been on his trail. They watched him during the college football playoff where he played his best football. And really they were targeting the quarterback at some point on day 3. And so Will Howard was a guy that they thought that they could get. He ended up sliding later than they thought. They got him in the 6th round. And I think a lot of people had maybe a 4th round grade on him. So still good value for a guy like that. But he'll be a developmental piece sitting behind whoever the starting 2 quarterbacks are. You know, I imagine he'll probably start his career with the Steelers quarterback 3 on the depth chart.
Mike DeFabo here with us, covers the Steelers for The Athletic. When you think about someone else that they drafted, Caleb Johnson, we know he's going to be running the football. I mean, he's going to have to share those carries with Jaylen Warren as well. How do you think this running back situation is going to work now that we got Najee Harris hanging out in California?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because Jaylen Warren showed a lot through his first couple seasons. He came into the league as an undrafted guy. And he really earned his stay with the Steelers because he's excellent in pass protection, which made him a great third down back. And it seemed like every time he got the football, he was creating more. And there was a big debate in Pittsburgh, like, who's better, Najee or Jaylen? And by the end of it, a lot of people were saying Jaylen should be the guy. Last year, he dealt with a couple injuries and wasn't quite as productive in Arthur Smith's scheme. So the Steelers wanted to add to their running back room. And by getting a guy like Caleb Johnson, he really fits like a glove in this offense because Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, loves outside zone and wasn't even able to do it as much as he wanted because he had Najee Harris, who's more of a gap scheme runner. So Caleb Johnson was very productive and explosive at Iowa in that scheme. So he's familiar with what the Steelers are going to be asking him to do. He was very productive in it. He also brings a little bit of a different body type. You know, they've got a lot of guys who are 5'8", 5'9", at the running back position, not only Jaylen Warren, but also Kenneth Gainwell. So you bring in a bigger, more physical, 6'1", 225-pound back like Caleb Johnson. Over time, I think he has the potential to be a lead back and carry the load. But I imagine in his first season, it might be more of a running back by committee. Mike Tomlin kind of always likes to make those rookies prove it to him. And sometimes they have a little bit of a harder path onto the playing field initially. Right. But I think before too long, Arthur Smith's going to fall in love with what this guy can do, and he's going to be a productive player in their system.
Well, Mike, you talk about offense. Who the heck is wide receiver 2 now that Pickens is gone? They brought in Metcalf. It's like a swap for Metcalf for Pickens, but who's going to be number 2?
It's a great question, and it should be a very real concern for the Steelers because if you remember, their season fell apart at the end. They ended up losing the final four games, and they lost in the playoffs for five consecutive. Well, George Pickens wasn't on the field for the first two of those. His hamstring injury coincided directly with this downturn. And so as much as a lot of people are asking who's the number two wide receiver, which is a very pressing concern, you also have to ask yourself, what if DK gets hurt? Are you comfortable with Calvin Austin the third or Roman Wilson being your number one wide receiver? And that was a problem last year. So, you know, I think DK Metcalf is more proven and established than George Pickens. I think he provides more upside than Pickens. And behind him, you know, Calvin Austin, he lost his rookie year to a foot injury. And then last year, he really started to emerge. And before that, he was kind of like a just punt returner, maybe a gadget guy that you get the ball in his hands and see if he can create. You know, he started to be more of a well-rounded wide receiver. So he'll be in that conversation. And then really, I think that the test of the depth of this wide receiver group is going to be determined by how Roman Wilson does in year two. He got injured the very first padded practice of training camp. He hurt his ankle. It nagged him. He ended up having a hamstring injury later on. And he essentially redshirted his entire rookie year. So if he comes in year two and he's in great shape and he understands all the offensive concepts and he's ready to hit the ground running, you know, maybe you feel okay about the wide receivers behind DK Metcalf. But if he has another slow season or he struggles to get up to speed quickly, you know, you are going to have those same concerns about wide receiver that we had all throughout last year. And so that's why I think that the Steelers will be wise to add in some form or fashion. You know, I know they've at least considered trade possibilities, and there's a couple interesting candidates also available on the open market. So, you know, I think that the Steelers would like to add to that room, but whether they do remains to be seen.
Oh, man, the Steelers just sound like they're waiting and waiting on everything. Hey, Mike, final question for you, man. They're going out to Ireland. You going to too? You getting a trip?
I am. I'm going to Ireland, and I'm really excited about it, actually, because my little sister, she's been living in London for like the past decade, and so she's going to come out to the game, and I'm going to see her there, and it should be a great event. When Mike Tomlin talks about it, he always talks about the late Dan Rooney, who was the ambassador to Ireland, appointed by President Barack Obama. And so Ireland means a lot to the Rooney family. That's where their roots are. So for them to be able to bring their team over to Ireland and share that experience with a new fan base is something that they're very much looking forward to. And I think that game's going to have a tremendous amount of buzz just because of the fact that the Steelers have become a global brand. And this will be just another example of that.
Yeah, we need to see the terrible towels out there. Most definitely. Hey, Mike, thank you so much, as always, for the time. Tell everybody where they can find you and keep up with you with The Athletic, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I keep it nice and easy. You can find me on social media at Mike DeFabo and read all my work in The Athletic.
Hey, Mike, I hope you get some type of a summer off soon. I know everybody on Aaron Rodgers' watch. We'll catch you down the line, and you have a great holiday weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
All the time. That Mike DeFabo covers all things Steelers for The Athletic. And even overseas, too. Good for him, heading out to Ireland. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is minutes away, seconds away from receiving his NBA MVP award. We'll find out about what's going to happen tonight. You know what? When we come back, we'll talk about some more quarterbacks because Aaron Rodgers isn't the only quarterback in the news. We'll get into that. But right now, let's get into everything going on in the world of sports. It's a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.